Bible comes from the book of Daniel, chapter 7, starting at verse 9 and ending at verse 14. That can be found on page 892 of the Pew Bibles. That's page 892, Daniel, chapter 7, beginning at verse 9. As I looked, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was as white as snow. The hair of his head was white like wool. His throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were all ablaze. A river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands attended him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were opened. Then I continued to watch because of the boastful words the horn was speaking. I kept looking until the beast was slain, and its body destroyed and thrown into the blazing fire. The other beasts had been stripped of their authority, but were allowed to live for a period of time. In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. This is the word of the Lord.
Verses 16 to 20. In the Pew Bibles, that's page 1001. The Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Lord Jesus, thank you for speaking to your disciples on that mountaintop. And we pray that you would speak to us now through the Bible. In your name. Amen. Amen. Do sit down. Our theme this term is "You Are My Witnesses." We're learning what it means to live as witnesses for Jesus. And our second reading is going to be a key lesson. Jesus himself is teaching his disciples what it means to be his witnesses. I'm going to be looking closely at the reading, so it would help to turn it up now. Matthew chapter 28. Page 1001 in the Church Bibles. Matthew chapter 28. Now have a look at verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. It's a couple of weeks after that first Easter, after Jesus' resurrection. His 11 remaining disciples have gone home to Galilee. They've gone to Galilee because Jesus told them to. Look up to verse 10. Then Jesus said to the women, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." In Matthew's gospel, this is a crucial event. The other Gospels record Jesus appearing to his closest disciples several times. But this is the only appearance Matthew records. It's a key lesson for Jesus' disciples. Jesus is teaching them about his authority. Jesus teaches his disciples three things about his authority. Jesus has authority over all nations. Jesus has authority in all matters, and Jesus has authority for all time. Firstly, then, all nations. Jesus has authority over all nations. Look again at verse 18. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. Jesus has authority over all nations. Do you remember those capital tests you used to do at school? You had to learn all the capital cities in the world. Here's a tough question. Can anyone tell me what the capital of Tuvalu is? Tuvalu? Apparently the capital of Tuvalu is Funafuti. Tuvalu is a collection of islands in the middle of the Pacific Ocean with a total area of 24 square kilometres and a population of 7,000 people. Here's an easier question. Can anyone tell me who the current ruler of Tuvalu is? Well, of course, it's Jesus. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. Jesus has authority over all nations. We had this same fact in our Old Testament reading from Daniel. The Son of Man means Jesus. In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. That's Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Did you notice the right response to Jesus' authority? It's there in verse 17 in Matthew. When the disciples saw Jesus, they worshipped him. The right response to Jesus' authority is to worship him. The disciples were faithful Jews. They knew that they should worship God alone. But they realized the right response to Jesus is to worship him. It's the right response because Jesus is God. Until recently, I've always misunderstood verse 19. I thought it meant make some disciples from every nation. But that's not what it means, really. It means make everyone from every nation into a disciple. Jesus has authority over all nations. So how should we respond to this in practice? Well, it's right there in verse 19, isn't it? Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, baptize. Go into all nations and persuade people to become Christians. It's been great to baptize Freddie this morning. It's part of obeying this command. King Olafur Tryggvason understood this command. We've recently got back from a holiday in Iceland. In the year 1000, Olafur was king of Norway, and he sent an Icelander called Gissur back home. What was Gissur's job? To persuade his countrymen to become Christians. It wasn't an easy task. We got to visit Þingvellir in August. Every year, most Icelanders used to go to gather in Þingvellir for a two-week festival. And in the year 1000, there was nearly a pitched battle at the festival between the Christians and the heathens. But in the end, Gissur was successful. The Icelanders all agreed to be baptized on one condition. They weren't prepared to be baptized in the cold river Öxará. But they were prepared to be baptized in the volcanic baths at Laugarvatn. Having lazed in a couple of volcanic baths this summer, I can understand their point. Therefore, baptize. Go into all nations and persuade people to become Christians. Go to our family and friends. Go out into Tunbridge Town. Go to our linked diocese of Condoa, or support those of us who are able to go there. Jesus has authority over all nations. Secondly, all matters. Jesus has authority in all matters. Look again at verse 19. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Teach them to obey everything Jesus has commanded. Jesus doesn't want converts. Jesus wants disciples, people with a lifelong devotion to him. Jesus doesn't just want bottoms on pews. Jesus wants ears in pews, listening to him. Jesus wants hearts in pews, obeying his commands. Jesus wants feet in pews, going out to serve him. Jesus has authority in all matters. So how should we respond to that in practice? It's right there in verse 20, isn't it? Teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Therefore teach. Go into all nations and teach them to obey Jesus. They didn't get this quite right in Iceland. The new Christians were given three concessions in the year 1000. They were still allowed to eat horse meat. I think that one was okay. You may not fancy eating your pet pony, but Jesus hasn't told us not to. But the other two were more dubious. Icelanders were still allowed to sacrifice to the old gods in private. But Jesus says, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. And Icelanders were allowed to leave unwanted babies outside to die. But Jesus says, do not murder. Therefore teach, go into all nations and teach them to obey Jesus. Some of what Jesus commands is unpopular today. Jesus says, in the beginning, the Creator made them male and female and said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate. Some of what Jesus commands is unpopular today, but we still need to teach it. Jesus has authority in all matters. Finally, all time. Jesus has authority for all time. Look at the second half of verse 20. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Jesus is with us always. There'll come a day when Jesus returns in body. He'll return to wrap up this world as we know it. But until that day, Jesus will always be with us in spirit. Jesus isn't a teddy bear. He's not a security blanket like Linus has in the Peanuts cartoons. He's not just there to give us psychological comfort. Jesus is the senior partner. He lives in us by his Holy Spirit. He's the one who gives us the power to be his witnesses. Without Jesus, we can do nothing of value. But with Jesus, we can do anything and everything. Jesus has authority for all time. So how should we respond to that in practice? It's right there in verse 19, isn't it? Therefore, go. Jesus is with us always. Therefore, go. Wherever we go to serve Jesus, he'll be there with us. Let me tell you about one of my heroes. Henry Martin was born in 1781 in Truro in Cornwall. At the age of 16, he went up to St. John's College in Cambridge. That's my old college, but he was a bit before my time. In 1801, Henry Martin became senior wrangler. in Cambridge, a wrangler is someone who gets a first-class degree in maths. The senior wrangler is the student who comes top. I was a wrangler, but I was far from being senior wrangler. Not surprisingly, St. John's wanted Henry to stay. They made him a teaching fellow, a comfortable job for life. But after a few years, Henry left forever. He spent 1811 in Shiraz in modern-day Iran. He was the only European for miles. For months, he didn't even receive any letters from home. No Skype in those days. He spent his days translating the New Testament into Persian. And he spent his evenings teaching his Muslim friends about Jesus. By 1812, Henry was in Tokat in Turkey, trying to make his way back to England. There, he died, probably from the bubonic plague. He died aged 31, utterly alone. Except he wasn't alone. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Jesus was with Henry in that year in Shiraz. Jesus was with Henry during his death in Tokat. Henry Martin went to the nations and Jesus went with him. Jesus is with us always, therefore go. Jesus will be with us among family and friends. He'll be with us in Tunbridge Town. He'll be with us in Condoa or wherever we go. Jesus has authority for all time. To sum up then, Jesus teaches his disciples three things about his authority. Jesus has authority over all nations. Jesus has authority in all matters. And Jesus has authority for all time. Our reading is the end of Matthew's Gospel. Except it isn't really the end. It isn't even the beginning of the end. It's just the end of the beginning. Matthew's Gospel is the first chapter in a book that's still being written today. It's being written as we listen to Jesus' words in church this morning. It's being written as we go out into Tunbridge Town. It's being written as we go to Condoa and beyond. This book's being written until the very end of the age. Have a last look at verse 18. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this wonderful promise that you are with us always to the very end of the age. And we pray, therefore, that you would help us to go and make disciples of all nations in Tunbridge and beyond. Help us to teach them to obey everything you have commanded us. In your name, amen.